After many long months of work by women throughout the state of California, the state health department is at last holding hearings on proposed regulations that could help stop the most flagrant kinds of forced sterilization. The hearings will be next Saturday, February the 12th, at 10 a.m. in the State Building in San Francisco. Rahima Ahmoud of the Coalition for the Medical Rights of Women talks about the regulations and their importance.
The issue that we're focused on at the moment is informed consent, trying to get informed consent standards, trying to get the state to implement informed consent regulations for sterilization operations. And the reason we're calling for these regulations is that oftentimes women are forced, and what we're calling for sterilization is when a woman gets sterilized without having adequate information, or when she signs a consent form to get sterilization when she is in a state of duress, or when she is in labor, or when she at times when she perhaps is in prison and they attach sterilization to her parole, or when she is asked to sign documents that are in a language in which she is not fluent. These are examples of what we're calling forced sterilization or sterilization abuse. And what the regulations call for is, first of all, it calls for having the woman be given information concerning risk, benefits, side effects, and alternatives to sterilization, so that she doesn't choose sterilization because she isn't aware of other methods of birth control. Another thing that the regulations call for is a 14-day waiting period. This would allow a woman to make the choice without being in a state of duress, so that she could not be forced to sign a document or be when she is in labor. If she signed the document when she is in labor, then there must be a 14-day wait before she actually has the procedure done, so that if she chooses to change her mind, she can do so. What makes the regulations pretty much stronger than the federal regulations is that, first of all, the state regulations covers all sterilizations that are done in any hospital procedure, in any hospital facility. What the federal regulations only covered those sterilizations that were paid for with public funds. The regulations are tied in with the licensing of a hospital facility. That is, in theory anyway, if a hospital does not comply with the federal regulations, then their license can be attacked. And the hospitals are in opposition of the regulations just for this reason, saying that they cannot be responsible for the information that a doctor gives to their clients. And if the doctors are against this because they say that it impinges upon the privacy of the doctor and the patient. So those are some of the main points about the regulations. It's important for people to come out to give testimony at the public hearings. The regulations are just that. They regulate. They cannot change people's attitudes about who should and should not have children. They cannot, once a woman has been sterilized without her consent, you can't undo that. You know, you can maybe, you know, it might be actionable and you might be able to take it to court and do some litigation on it, and she might be able to get a few pennies for it. But still, she's sterile, and that's, you know, that's what you can't give back to her, her ability to have children if she chooses to have children. So once the woman is sterilized, the dirt is pretty much done, as we say, or the damage is done, because what they had intended has been achieved. So what we'd like to see is that stop happening and that people be given a choice.